The murky death of Jan Masaryk in 1948 has been back in the news recently after the discovery of fresh evidence prompted the reopening of the case. The new investigation is welcomed by Masaryk's great-niece, Charlotta Kotyk, who says that if he had wished to kill himself, he would have done it in his characteristic style. Ian Willoughby has more.
Czechoslovak Foreign Minister Jan Masaryk, by then the only non-communist in cabinet, was found dead in a courtyard beneath his bathroom window on March 10, 1948. The communist authorities ruled the cause was suicide, but that version of events has long been disputed. A previously unknown recording of a police officer who was at the scene at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in March 1948 has led the state prosecutor to order the fifth investigation into the matter. Masaryk's great-niece, Charlotte Kotyk, welcomes the move.
Of course, it would be amazing if there was some sort of clarification. All the available sources should be used, without regard to who they help or don't help. I am in favor of questions being asked everywhere possible, though how the answers will be handled is another matter.
Ale teď jako, jak se s těmi výsledky těch odpovědí bude zacházet, to je ještě další otázka.
Charlotte Kotyk told Czech radio that the conditions in which Masaryk was found give the lie to the suicide interpretation.
To nebyl jeho styl. A když už by se zavraždil, tak by neskákal.
That wasn't his style. If he had killed himself, he wouldn't have jumped in his pajamas. He had a certain idea of how one should behave and look in public, so that would absolutely not have been in character. Also, what the family saw of his body and of the apartment did not suggest he had committed suicide. If he had done it, he would probably have used sleeping pills. He would have done it elegantly. He would have got dressed. It would have had style.
Pravděpodobně spíš spací prášky. Elegantně, oblík by se na to. Bylo by to jako, mělo by to styl.
Charlotte Kotyk also says she believes that Jan Masaryk would have left a suicide note. His great-niece was 7 at the time he died and recalls visiting him at the grand headquarters of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Když člověk přišel do Černínského paláce, ta obrovská těžká budova, tohle ty všechny ty slopy.
When you entered the Černín Palace, that huge, heavy building with all its slopes, it was rather oppressive. But then when you entered the apartment and he began to joke around, for instance, by dancing or crawling on the ground, he was actually physically agile, despite his size, there was a kind of light there. He could really light up a room. I'm very grateful that I can remember that. And that's why when I heard he had died, it struck even me with my child's mind as rather strange.
Když prostě jsem se dozvěděla, že zemřel, protože i mě v tom dětském mozečku jsem si říkala, to je nějaký divný.
Charlotte Kotyk recalls a mix of sadness and anger within the family and her grandmother saying they've killed Jan. Now 78, she says the details of that time have faded, but she's been left with an enormous sense of injustice.